You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I remember years ago, I was on a domestic flight, and it was Hanukkah time, and I was in the back of the plane, and you could hear the stewards and the stewardesses addressing people as they were getting off the plane, and one after the next, it was Merry Xmas, Merry Xmas, Merry Xmas. So Merry Xmas, I was really the only Orthodox Jew clearly on the plane, the only one donning a yarmulke. In fact, I spoke this past week, Shabbos morning, about anti-Semitism. There was one story I was thinking about saying, how I was a kid growing up in this neighborhood. One Friday afternoon, I was returning from Central Avenue, and I made it down Waldacre Avenue, about to enter into my home, and a non-Jew came riding by on his bicycle. He took one look at my yarmulke, and he said, "Hey, buddy, you got chipped. Mine came with a propeller." So I looked around in the airplane because, you know, when you're taking off, you're always looking around saying, I hope with all the turbulence, there'll be some other yarmulkes, there'll be some other people saying Tehillim, and just in case. And I looked around, there were no other yarmulkes, so it was one after the next, Merry Xmas, Merry Xmas, Merry Xmas. And then finally, it's my turn. And he says, Merry Hanukkah. Oh, I'm sorry, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Hanukkah. It took him a second. And it always fascinated me. Hanukkah almost always coincides, if not directly, it's more or less around the same time as not Stam a Gentile's holiday, but the holiday. Just listening to CBS News last night on a trip back from Lakewood, and the introduction to the commercial was, isn't this everybody's favorite time of the year? Perhaps yes, but for very different reasons. Why is it that Hanukkah almost always coincides with Xmas? That's whether it's the birth of Yashka. There's been a lot of discussion how the Goyim really have it all wrong. Yes, they do by most holidays. But when all is said and done, this is their biggie. This is the one, the best gifts. This is when there's the most hoopla, the hustle and bustle and Broadway in the city. Every guy makes a big deal out of Xmas. It's a pillar. The Goyim, you know, they have an Easter, it's about a bunny. They have an Xmas, it's about reindeer. It's amazing. Like, you're coming up with Chagim, with Moedim, with Yom Tov, Mahabdo, Alfei Avdolos, making a little more geschmack than a red-nosed reindeer, right? Yeah, a little more geschmack than a little bunny rabbit. It's a pillar. The Goyim, they just can't get it right. But here's their biggest time of the year. A few years ago, Rav E.T.L. Goldwicht from Eishet Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he shared the story how when his family came from Eretz Yisrael to America, it was their very first Hanukkah in Golos. And they were in New York, and it was a cold winter night. And he was on a block where they were surrounded by Goyim on all sides. And all the Goyim had their front yards adorned with all the sparkling, shiny reindeer and the snowman and all the red and the white and the green all over the place. All the electricity, the lights adorning the house and the front yard all over the place. All the symbolism, all these lights, he says, and we're going in to light our menorah. And we don't have anything special on our front lawn. And we don't have anything special adorning and decorating the outside, the facade of the house. And we have these little tiny menorahs and we put them in the window. Says, and here I was a teenager and I'm in Herzog, and Herzog, you don't see all the red and the green and the white. You don't see all this stuff. And now I come to America and I'm looking out and all the Goyim, they have the lights, they have the drama, and they have all the fanfare. And what do we have? A little tiny Chanukiah, a little menorah sitting in the window. And he says he felt chipped. He felt, oh, I'm chipped. Look, they got it. They have the way to make a festival right. And look at us. What do we have? A little menorah. And he says he was all down in the dumps. They rolled despondent tea and his siblings. Until lo and behold, about an hour into the candle lighting, there was a blackout in the entire community. And in one moment, all of those Goyish houses shut down completely in the black. And all the Goyim peeked out because there was one window filled with Goldwicht Chanukah lights that illuminated the entire block. Everybody was able to exit the house and they had light. Why? Because of all these menorahs sitting in the window. The Goyim, what is it? It's fake. It's ephemeral. It's transient. It's here today. It's gone tomorrow. Light back out and that's it. And they're gone. And but a moment, and Klal Yisrael, ah, the flame, the Chanukah, the Chanukiah, the menorah lighting up the night, and it gave him such pride. Yes, I'm a Yid. This is my Chanukah. Well, let me ask you a question. Devarim Gedolim Einam Mikra. Nothing's coincidental. If you were God and you were orchestrating events to plan things right, and you knew that one day there would be a Yashka, there would be a cheese and crackers, whatever you want to call them. I mentioned I had a Rebbe in ninth grade. Rabbi Neuberger shared a Gavaldiga Rebbe story. Baruch Hashem, I loved my Rebbe in ninth grade. And where I was, it was actually cool to like one's Rebbe. And I liked my Rebbe. And part of why I liked him is because we were in class one day and he had such great wit, a great sense of humor. And he didn't want to call him Jesus. There's nothing wrong with the first name. The problem is the second name. But he says he didn't want to call him Jesus. He used to call him Jesus and Crackers. We couldn't figure out what he was referring to. Until one kid finally said, "Hey, Rebbe, why are you calling him Jesus and Crackers? Call him Christ Krispies." They make a whole big deal out of this figure. And if they're going to make this their number one festival, so wouldn't you pick, if you were God, if you were orchestrating events, wouldn't you pick the biggie? Pick a Pesach. Pick a Yontif, Deoraisa, Pesach's the biggie. After all, that's the latest Yetzirah Sam we see from the metaphors bandied about tonight. That's the Shas latest Sam. That's the moment of the Yetzirah. That's our beginning, Kila. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's emergence onto the world stage. So let's have a Pesach corresponding to an Exodus. Not a Pesach, okay, Shavuos, Matan Torah. That's when we really became the Am. That was, of course, the culmination of the Exodus. Let's have Shavuos. After all, Exodus anyway is one day. So let's shift the focus. Let's make a Pesach heavy Yetzias Yitzrayim. Come a little bit earlier, we'll have the culmination. Shavuos, it's one day. And Shavuos, the biggie. We got the Torah. What did you get? Yashka, that's it. You got a man who pretends to walk on water. We got the Torah. We got the Shnei Luchos HaBris. Kevaldik, and that'll be our Pesach. Can I get your Exodus? Our Shavuos, can I get your Xmas? You don't like that? Let's go for Sukkos. Sukkos and Shpizin, we don't just talk about one person in the past who started out as a Jew. We talk about the Jews, the most illustrious in realm. We get visited by Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov Moshe Aaron. Let's talk about a Sukkos. Let's talk about Zman Simchaseinu. Let's take these Zman Simchaseinu and let's have that coincide with an Xmas. No, it's not any of the Sholosh Regalim. So what is it? It's a Chanukah, a Yontif Derabbanan. And Yontif Derabbanan is how Hashkachas Hashem orchestrated world events that the Yontif that coincides almost always with their holiday, their festival of Exodus is Chanukah. Why? And it always intrigued me. This is our biggest one. This is putting our best foot forward. Hey, Goyim, you got access. Okay, so we know they get gifts for one day. They get gifts for just 24 hours. We get it for 8 days. Kenolik and the Stam Chanukah gifts. We make such a big deal. Parents giving such gifts for 8 days. So what do we tell them? Oh, you guys got gypped. You only got one day out of it. We got 8 days. But come on, they don't just have one day. They got Macy's windows and Bloomingdale's. They got the city. They got the snow. They got all the jingle bells. They got all the songs playing wherever you go. That's it. You can't escape it. It's all over the place. It's ubiquitous. All the red and the green and the white. It's on the streets. It's in the air. It's in the ambiance. They're working on it. We know already from Black Friday, all the sales. It's the Jews, yeah, you know, we get something out of it. We get things on sale, Baruch Hashem, this time of year. Why is it? This is our biggie. You guys got Xmas and we have a Yontif Derabbanan called Chanukah. Why? Why is this the one that Hashkachas Hashem decreed is going to coincide with the Xmas? I think the answer perhaps lies in the wording of a well-known, a famous Rambam. Let's go to the end of Hilchos Chanukah and the Rambam. And a few halachas from the very end, writes the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Admo. Writes the Rambam, the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a Mitzvah that's so cherished, that's so treasured, that's so beloved, Admod, Adin Shir, but you can't even describe it, it's so chavid. You look at the Frankel Rambam Mekos Mitzionim, you don't see any Makor for what the Rambam writes. You look at all the Nosei Kalim, you come out, don't find anything. Kalpach, nobody talks about it. Where's the Rambam getting it from? Writes the Magen Mishnah, oh, Mitzvah Chanukah, well, the Gemara does say in Shabbos, Bamem Alik, in the second Peruch of Gimel Amud Beis, Ham Ravuna Arogo, Bener Chanukah, Havi Lobadu Tamid Chachomim. Okay, that's a stretch. In the end of the day, where do I see this concept? Chaviva, the Rambam's telling us, introducing us to a terminology, and the Frankel, and the Mavtecha, and Mach, they're not giving you a whole slew of Makaris. They're blatantly silent. Rambam, where are you getting this from? Mitzvah Snachanika, Mitzvah Chaviva, he admod. Where, Mechitesi? And all the Gersals, this is how it appears. Mitzvah Snachanika is a Mitzvah Chaviva, he admod. This is, the greatest. Well, without delving too deeply, Well, it makes a lot of sense that we have a lot of mitzvahs. Deraisa, derabanan. At the end of the day, this one is miyuchad ad ma'od. It's chaviv ad ma'od. But we don't really know why. What makes it so special? The Rambam then continues, Vitzorch odem li'zar bo, you have to be extremely careful and meticulous when it comes to observing the mitzvah properly, kedei lehodiyah ha'nes, in order to inform the world, to be mafarsing the nes. Earlier, paragimel lachagimel, his terminology was laharus ulegalus ha'nes, ho lehosip shvach ha'kel v'hodayelo, after all, shamas chafal from a base, v'kabu shmonius v'chanak eilu, lehodus ulehalel on our nisim al as well, thank Hashem al anisim shasalonu, in the same breath of chavivi an ma'od, thank Hashem, hallel, hodah for all the nisim that he performed for us. What does the Rambam want? So in the Sefer HaChanukah delay, the Machaber, the author, says that he heard the following from the renowned Mashkiach Rav Don Segel. And Rav Don Segel, along with many others, Rav David Kohn from Chevron, has Maimer Yetzesi Mechanike, he has over 10 pages about this Rambam. Alpi Machshava, we'll listen to a beautiful shot from the Mashkiach Rav Don Segel. And he says, why do we find the Rambam dafka by this mitzvah Neres Chanukah describing a mitzvah as chaviv hi admo? Haval enyin hu bir ha-mashkiach ha-chavivas ha-yechenis v'mitzvah zu hi totso sho chizik b'amuno v'bitochon ha-bo minais ha-yeshua sho Chanukah. And you know where this is noveya? Where's it emanating from? Where are we drawing this chavivas from? Writes Rav Don Segel, we're getting it from the Amun Bitochan. How in the world can a mere handful of Chashmonaim take on the mighty foe, the adversary, called the Greek army? What were they thinking? A handful of Tamid Chachamim. And we're going to take on the mightiest nation, the strongest army on the planet. Makes no sense. How are we going to do it? Doesn't make a difference. We're going to do it. We're just going to put our best foot forward, take up the arms, and we'll see what's going to happen. Unbelievable nisim. And in the end of the day, Hashem came to the rescue. The Amun Bitochan produces the nisim and the flows of a Chanukah. So continues Rav Segel, Kasher Mizbonin and Mishas, Alokas and Eris, and all the nisim and the flows, when we contemplate and ruminate all about these myriad miracles that the Eibishter performed for us, we remember that miraculous victory. Now we recognize what it means to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no greater simcha in the world than living with the Ribbono Shel Olam. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Nechav Gimel, Hashem, Hashem, Yahavcha, V'hu Yichak Alecha, Hashem, we're just going to cast all our worries and troubles onto you, and you're going to help us emerge victorious. That's the Chavivas, Ham Yechenes, Ham Eifanes, this mitzvah, so this is what defines Aner HaChanukah, because through this mitzvah, we can go out and hang everything on our Amun Bitochan, and this brings us to a Simcha Shlema, Rabbi Yerucham Oshin as well, in the Sefer Yerucham Oshin, he says, that's the Simcha. When the Rambam says earlier that they made these days, you made Simcha V'Hallel, what do you mean you made Simcha? Explains the Lake of Rosh Hashiva, Yerucham Oshin, along similar lines, that you know what the Simcha is? Living with our Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no greater happiness in life than when you're Semech on Hashem, you're living with God. We mentioned many a time, Rav Moshe Wolfson, Amun Sitecha Parsis Kisavo, and the Hershey and world of phonetic cognates, words and lush and a Kodesh that sound alike are so often interrelated. The word Simcha sounds like being Somech. When you're Somech on the Eivishter, you'll always be B'Simcha. Hashalech HaShem, Yahav Chavu Yichak Halecha. You live with God, you lean on God, Kaviyochol. If you're living in a unique relationship one-on-one with the Eivishter, you'll always be B'Simcha. What me worry? What do you have to worry for? You're living with God, you're loving God, He's going to carry you through thick and thin, the roller coaster, the vicissitudes of life. That's Hashalech HaShem, Yahav Chavu, that's the Simcha. And that's the Midah of Bitochet. So I was thinking, it's very geschmack, if we learn like Rav Segel, that mitzvah Snachanukah, mitzvah Chavivi Anmod, what makes it so special? Like Rav Yerucham Oshin, like Rav Nun Segel, it's the concentrated focus on the mitzvah of Amun and mitzvah Bitochon, Ner Chanukah. The whole story made no sense. How in the world are we going to emerge victorious? How are we going to vanquish this mighty foe? It's not rational. It's not logical. Ella what? You do what you have to do. You do your Sarusa Dolatosa, the minimal, the Shtalis. Your Samech on the Rabbono Shel Olam, let him carry you through. And Amela, that's the mitzvah Bitochon. So perhaps mitzvah Ner Chanukah, which of course is a mitzvah Beish. Beish is Beis Olav Shin Gematria, 303. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah be'esh, using esh. Gematria 303. Mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'od. Those words, Gematria 303. Mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'od, 303. And like Rav Yeruchim Moshe, like Rav Don Segal, what does it come down to? It comes down to midas habituchen. So how, not coincidentally, because the same Gematria 303 equals Hashem li lo yira, the way it's spelled in Tehillim. Kuv yuches and posik vav. Yud for the Shem Hashem, Hashem li lo yira, Gematria 303, which also equals exactly Al Hashem Elokeinu batachnu. Al Hashem Elokeinu batachnu. You have bitochen and you're somech on the Ribbono Shel Olam 303, then you'll have the mitzvah Sheba'esh, then you will have Hashem li lo yira, then you will have what produces a mitzvah chaviva hi adam od, Gematria 303. I think there's another nakuda at play.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I think to answer our original question, we can do so with the help, with the assistance of Rav Mordechai Gifter, the Tzelzer Rosh Yeshiva, and his Gevaldige Sefer Perkei Moed on the Moed. Gifter takes us back to the Yiduritik and the very famous words of the Ramban, wherein the Ramban tells us at the outset of Parshas Be'al Oscha, Aaron HaKohen Cholosh Lavdaiti, Rashi cites the Medrash that he saw the Hakarbonus of the Nesiyah, and it was Gorim and engendered a Shtikol Chalisha Sadas. He was weak of heart. He said, oh, I wish I could have it. Cholosh Lavdaiti. And the Abishter saw that he was a little bit despondent. He was desiring. He was pining. He also wanted to participate. But it wasn't given to him. It wasn't given to Shevet. It was given Acharav to the Nesiyah to be makom these Karbonis. And the Rabban told us, why do we repeat all the Karbonis in the Nesiyah on the pages of the 176 Psukim comprising Parshas Noso to highlight the Chashivas, the Chavivas of Kol Nosi Venosi? I was identical. Even so, each one was Chaviv. In the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Aaron says, what about me? What about my Shevet? Esther Amman, what do you mean, Aaron? What about you? Hashem needs to tell you, Shachar Gedol Mishalem, you have what's greater? Aaron HaKohen, who's going into the Holy of Holies? Who is the only one granted the license, given the green light to enter the holiest place on the planet once a year in Yom Kippur? Acharak, exclusively the Kohen Gadol. Who has all the Avoda? Who has the Avoda of Yom Kippur? Aaron, you have more than anybody else in the world. You have more than any other Shevet. You have more than anyone within your Shevet. So what are you sinking into despair? Why is it, you got it all? Hello, what? Right, Sambam? I also wish I could do a nedava like that. Hashem responds, Shachal Gedula Mishalhem. Asked Ramban, so why was his greater? What did he get? Baloska Saneira. So they have an avoda, and he has an avoda. This avoda will be nifsak, will come to a halt, will cease. Once you have a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and so too, you won't have the Halokas and Atava Saneiras. Once you have a Churban Abayas as well. So why is Aaron as a coins? Why is this reward, the Chanukah? Why is that greater than the Kabbalah and the Nesim? This is an avoda, and that's an avoda, writes the Ramban. So famously, it's a reference actually to the story of Hanukkah, writes the Ramban. This will be a mitzvah, afilu kishayim be'samikdash kayin, that Kabbalah betelim nechor bono. Aye, we're going to have what? The neiros of Chanukah is chashmanoi, shehino heges, af la'acho churban begaluseinu. Even when we're sent into exile, no more Beis HaMikdash, no more Mishkan, we won't have any Mizbech, any Akrovas HaKabonis, we won't have the Abalos HaSaneiros, but we'll always be holding on to what? Onto Aaron's coin, onto Aaron's gift of Shechol Gedul Hashem of the neiros chashmanoi. We'll have the story of neiros Chanukah. This is greater. Esra, gift of beautiful, heiliga words of the Ramban. But what was really the Mida Kenegan Mida? Cholosh Olav Daito. And now all of a sudden Hashem rewards him. So we know Hashem typically rewards Mida Kenegan Mida, and he punishes Mida Kenegan Mida. What exactly was the Mida Kenegan Mida? Writes Rav Gifter as follows. He cites the words of the Ramban, and based on Chazal, that Hashem Yisbaruch was Hiskim al Das HaNasiyim. The Nesiyim already, they participated. They also were Mishtatev in collecting the Nedavos for the Mishkan like everybody else. And then what happens? The Nesiyim were Big Shochelet Gamli Atzma. They knew that when you build a Mishkan, it's going to bring down the Ashros HaShechina, the very appellation, the choice word of Mishkan, right? So Chaim Elozhin of Shechaim is Al Shechina Ashros HaShechina. That's what it was all about. The crux of what a Benias HaSiyas Mishkan was, it was about bringing down the Shechina like never before. It's Mishkan, Loshin Shechina, Ashros HaShechina. So the Nesim said, yes, we're involved in collecting the money and putting together the finances, pooling the funds, and we're going to build the Mishkan, but we want to do something special. And what's that? We want to bring down the Shechina in an open hamiyuchah to us. So what's that going to do? We want to bring karbonas and asim. We want to bring karbonas and heskim Hashem al daitim. The Hainu, right? So if they're based on the Ramban, based on Chazal, they really initiated it. They said, we want to do something special. We're the Nesiyim. And we don't just still want to participate and be a shutif and bringing that Shos HaShechina down to this world. We want to do something special. Mashim yuchad. Let's bring extra karbonas above and beyond. The heskim the Shechina al Daitem. Hashem says, you know what, it's a great idea, I'm going to let you bring these karbanos, and not only am I going to let you bring them, but as the Ramban himself points out, look how chavad they are to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You initiated of your own, you didn't have to, Hashem was in Netzava you two, and you did it anyway. Hashem is now giving you a stamp of approval, he is maskim, you can go ahead and bring these karbanos. So what's a mida can I get? Mida, right, Rav Gifter. The same way we find by Pesach Sheni that there was a group of Yidden who were Tmeyim LaNefesh. They were Tamei Meis, and of course, therefore, they were exempt. They were Anusim when it came to the mitzvah of Shechitas and Achilas Karban Pesach. They couldn't participate, but they were Anusim. And yet what? We turn to Parshas Be'aloscha. Interesting, it's in the same Parsha. Those famous words are from time immemorial of what? Lamani Yara. Why should we be any worse off? We also want to participate. And what happened? Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Daitam. Hashem says, you know what? You wanted that belly. Even though you're not M'chuyev, you're not obligated Halach L'maisa according to any sheetness in the postgame. And you want it so badly, you're yearning so longingly for it. You know what? I'm going to give it to you anyway. If that's how badly you want it, I'm going to give it to you anyway. Hiskim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Daito, to their initiative, and it becomes a mitzvah ledoros called Pesach Sheni. So, right, so Hinei Aaron Abonov, who were the Meshar Sey Hashem, Val Yodim Ubehem Chol HaShos HaShechina, it wasn't shaykh to them, they weren't a seer. So why the Chalisha Sadas? He says, I also want to create a new mitzvah. They created a new mitzvah, they weren't obligated. And what they longed for, they yearned for it, and Hashem was hiskim. He was maskim to them, and he says, I'm going to write about it in my Torah, and I'm going to repeat one carbon after the next through the 176 sukkim in Parshas Noso. That's a Chodesh Elul Daita. Aaron says, Hashem, I wish I could do a mitzvah like that. I wish I could create the new mitzvah that's coming machlus my nediva saleh. The Nesiim wanted it so badly. They wanted to be menadi for Bob and Yan, and Hashem rewarded them. That's Chodesh Elul Daita. Hashem, of course, you gave me great avodah. I have no complaints. You gave me the avodah Yom Kippur Yom Kippur. It's kabbalik. And malamei chakein asa vayas kein Aaron malamei shloshino. He did everything to a T. He dotted all the I's and he crossed all the T's. He did every single mitzvah kedas v'kedin b'diyuk. He did everything precisely as God commanded. But what did he want? What was the Chalisha Sadas? Hashem, I also want to create Pesach Sheni. They created a new mitzvah of Dairas. And the Nesiim created a new mitzvah of a korban that a Nasi can want to bring, and it gets written about in the Torah. Hashem, what about me? I also want to do something special. I also want to demonstrate my Nadiva slave. I want to do something even though I'm not commanded to, even though I'm not the Mechuyiv to. Can you give me something that I can create the new mitzvah of mitzvahs above and beyond what you gave us at Sinai? Hashem says, that's how badly you want it. I'll reward you. Not now, Aaron HaKohen. It's not the time and place. But don't worry. Stay tuned. Same bad time, same bad channel. Let's come back again. When we have Nocha, Chanukah Sabayis, we'll have a Chanukah Samishkar, and then I'm going to give you a Chanukah Ledoros. You know why? Because you want it so badly. I'm going to give you a new mitzvah, Mitzvah Darabonim. You create a new mitzvah called Chanukah. Why the Mina Kenegamida? Because you want to create, to bring a new mitzvah to a world. Chanukah. A new mitzvah comes into the world. A new mitzvah Darabonim. Called Ner Chanukah, Ner Shaveso. Why did we have the Mikis Cholash Lav Daiti? That's the Midah Kedegan Midah. Aaron saw the Nesiim wanted to do an extra special something, and they get rewarded that Hashem was maskim, and he writes about it in the Torah. Aaron HaKohen says, God, I want to do that too. I also love you. I also we miss God, but I want to create the new Metzias of a mitzvah. That's Oktav Gifter. That's the reward. That's the Kavanah and Ramban. The mitzvah of Chanukah's Chashranai. That's going to be knowing the Dori Doris, Aaron HaKohen's Rotzen, that Starka Rotzen, to want to do something, even though Halacha L'maisa was completely exempt, and you want to do it anyway, you want to do something new, Midah Kenegamidah, he created a new mitzvah, and the heels in the aftermath of such a gavaldik arotzon, a she'ifa, a meila, he creates a new mitzvah. Ad kan Rav Gifter. Lefi ani hasdaiti, we go back to a Rambam. I, Rav Gifter, let's be mamshich lekav hala. You know what makes this mitzvah chavibi ha'anmaod? It's geshmak. Because we created this mitzvah. Because this is ours. The same way we find the chaviv and tivrei sof from it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But this isn't stam a mitzvah d'rabbanan. I, the Rambam, is not writing by the mitzvah d'rabbanan. This is the mitzvah chavibi ha'anmaod. But this is what? This is one that we created. But perhaps there's more of an opcus here. It's one that not stam that we created. We created anew. Even though what? Even though we weren't deserving of such a miracle at the time. Hashem gave us a gavaldik, a miracle, and we come into the Beis HaMikdash. And we want to be makriv. And we're looking for, what are you spending your time looking for? And we know the Shem Yishmul, the Sasemes, and the Veldas, the Kasha, Tumor, Tumor, Tzibur. You didn't even need it. No, Hashem, we want to start something new. We want to create a new Matzias. We want something new. And even though there's plenty to rely on, plenty to be Semech on Allah Lamaisa, we're still searching for the pure oil, even though we're not Mechuyev to. We still want to do it anyway. Why? Because Hashem, you rescued us, Chanukah time, even though you weren't Mechuyev to. We've mentioned many a time the Tamei Menhagim, the Kirchis Achron, the Bab Terebbe discusses this as well, how two times a year we spin different objects. On Purim time, we spin a grager. On Chanukah, we spin a dreidel. And Devorim Gedolim, Einam Mikra, nothing's coincidental. And when you spin a grager, what do? You hold it from below, you start spinning it below, and then the top reacts accordingly, and then the top starts to spin. A dreidel is what? Finahapuchu. Mamash finahapuchu. That's Purim. What's finahapuchu? We spin on top, the dreidel gets put on top, and then the bottom goes. And perhaps we can add on to that chiluk. A grager, you hold your machzikit with the tvisas yad. A shlit, the gemurah, you hold it solidly in the fist of your hand, and you spin. You decide when it's going to start, you decide when it's going to stop. It's fully biadecha, it's fully in your hands. A dreidel, you give a little spin, and then you just let it go on its own. You're not controlling it. It's going to stop whenever it stops, it's going to land on whatever it's going to stop, and the end of the day, it's out of your hands already. That's God. God did the miracles of Chanukah. You didn't do anything. Purim, Leich Kenosis Kol Yehudim, Boshem Yachet Chelis Mordechai. Purim, we all had a sock and afer. We all did our stalas. We did a tshuva. Reuya, we did a tshuva shlema. We did this so we could hold it from below. Who started the ball rolling? Who got things moving? We did from down below the Yisurus Dilatasa, the Yisurus Milamata, and then God reciprocated accordingly and started spinning things from the top. But the dreidel, that's Chanukah. What do we do Chanukah? We didn't do anything. A handful of rabbis got together, Kohanim Gedol, Beis Chashmonai, a handful, 20, 30 people got together, and they challenged the Greek army, and they did everything. We sat in the sidelines. We didn't have Tainus, we don't have a Tainus Esther, we don't have a Tainus Yehudis, come Chanukah time, no Tainus, no sock paper. God says, I love you so much, I'm going to do miracles even when you're not deserving it. What do? We spin the dreidel from the top. That's God doing the spinning. And notice, not only do we not hold it from the bottom, it's just what? The tips of the fingers. It's kilu, it's not even us. It's the tips of our fingers that just give it a little spin, and then it goes on its own. Adds the B'nai Sashar. What do we say, Shoshanas Yaakov, after reading the Megillah? Data esti neinu. Now, Kantas Nekama say nu, it's all about us. Dineinu, Nekama say nu, it's all about the Rivenu. It's our war, because we did it. We're the ones who are goring the Yeshua. Aleik Kenosis Kolo Yudim, we were shutfim, we participated and engendering and triggering that gavaldik Yeshua. What happened? Chanukah times, a handful of chashmonim, everybody else stayed on the sidelines. You had Messiah, and all the Hellenists were running rampant throughout the land. So what do? It's not Rivenu. Instead, what do we say? In our Nusach, by Chanukah time, and Alanisim, it's Raftes Rivam, Dantes Dinam, the third person, Nakantes Nekmasal, it did not belong to us. It's not Nekmasenu, it's not Dininu, it's not Rivenu, it's the dreidel. We don't really spin it. We just give it a little flick of the fingertips, and God does the rest. This one belongs to God. So why did God do it? You'll say, well, Pesach, we know, and we've spoken about in the past, God also, Pasach HaPesach, Rebbe Mi Meshbos, he passed over the Pesach Lamach and said, you're Aaron Be'eriyah, and I'm going to take you out anyway. Okay, but there it makes sense, God said. He said, why? Because he gave Avraham Avinu a promise. I got to take him out. God, Kilu, had his back against the wall, Kaviyachol. He gave a promise to his beloved Avraham Avdi. So he had to be Mekayim the promise. Did God need to do the Nes HaChanukah? Of course he didn't need to. So why did God give us a Nes HaChanukah? Why did he give us a Nes not only in the battlefield, but why did our lives weren't threatened at the time? Why did he do an ace? And the ace of the Pachshem and Allah Chamais, we didn't even need it. We had 200 Tzibur. Why did God do an ace? You know why? Because God loves us so much that even when we're not worth it, a father loves a child so much that no matter what, you're still going to rescue him. even when he misbehaves. We paskin or meir kedushin lamadvav amid aleph. And we're called banim atem l'shalakeichem afilu kasheinim ugadim. Even when we abuse that relationship, we misbehave, we don't act accordingly and fittingly. Afilu achi, God says, you're always my banim. Let me turn your attention to well-known mission on third perek of Perkei Avos. Where else do we read about this lashon of chavivus? Hu hayomer Rabbi Akiva, chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem. Gevaldik, look how beloved we are. We're made b'tzelem. But the zechiva yisera, no daslo, that we were made b'tzelem. Kivitzelam kimas asana. And chaviv in Yisrael, we're more beloved and cherished than everybody else in the world. Why shenigru banim lamakom? And chivi yisera daslam shenigru banim lamakom. Shenal the pasuk in Reyya Dal and Aleph. Banim atem l'shem l'keichem. And we paskin and mayor, as we said, we're called banim atem l'shem l'keichem. And that crowns us with what illustrious title. Then we're called Bonim Lamakom. That means what? Chaviv in Yisrael. And it's a Chibi Yisera. Chaviv in Yisrael. Chibi Yisera. Let's go back to the Rambam. Mitzvah Snacharik and Mitzvah Chaviv. He on Mol Lefini Estait. You know why it's so Chaviv? Because this Mitzvah says Hashem tends to call Yisrael. You didn't do it, Maspik. You didn't do it sufficient. It's a Rusa Dolatasa. You didn't do the job. But you know what? So, of course, so if you're my children. And a father rescues and saves his children no matter what. Even when they're not deserving of it. I love you so much. Chaviv in Yisrael. Chibi Yisera Nadas to the Chaviv in Yisrael. You're my Bonim Atem L'Shem L'Keichem. And a father always puts his life on the line and does whatever's necessary to save the child that he lost. That's Chibi Yisera Mitzvah Sancharika. Mela, why did Klai Yisrael reciprocate? Of course, because Klai Yisrael looks up and they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't have the Zechuyos. This is the Golus of Misyavnim. We didn't participate. We didn't join forces with that handful of Chashmonaim, those daring Kohanim, Mishpachas HaKohanim, the base Chashmonai. Instead, what? Hashem, you saved us miraculously against such a mighty foe. You did what? Must be because you love us. Because you love us as a father loves a child. Because you're highlighting the Chibi Yisera of the Chaviv in Yisrael. And what do we do? What are we spending time searching for? One little Pach Shemen. Choshen Kogodol, you don't have to waste your time. It's all Tommy. So what? Timu Kol Shmanim. Timu Hunshu Batzibra. When there's no Tardik oil, so just go lie. No, because if God went out of his way, even when he didn't, he would have to. Then we're going to go out of our way, even though we don't have to. Just like Aaron HaKohen, as Rav Gifter told us, Aaron HaKohen, you don't have to do anything. You got plenty of great mitzvahs. Aaron says, no, but I want to do something special. I want to create something new. Klai Yisrael follows suit and says, what? Chalik time, Hashem, you did something special, even though we weren't worthy of it. And you gave us these miracles anyway, and you highlighted Chaviv in Yisrael, and you highlighted Chibi Yisera. Amela, we want to reciprocate. Mina Kenegan, Mina Kaviyachol. And we want to show our Chibi Yisera. You know what, Hashem? If we're going to do the Chanukah Samizbech and the we're going to do it right. Even though halacha ma'aseh have plenty to be samechad, God, we want to do something more. We want to go the frim shor sedin. We're going to spend our time searching for the Pach Shemen because we want to show the chiba that we have as bonim to the av. To Hashem, we want to show that too. So the Rambam, mitzvah snachanika. This is our mitzvah. Notice the Rambam, he doesn't waste words. Mitzvah Sanachanaka, Chavivi on mine. Tell me, Mitzvah Sanachanaka, Chavivi mine. What does he say? Mitzvah Sanachanaka, Mitzvah Chavivi on mine. According to all of your souls. Mitzvah Sanachanaka, Mitzvah, it's redundant. Mitzvah Sanachanaka, Mitzvah Chaviva. Just tell me, Mitzvah Sanachanaka, is Chavivi on mine? No. We created a new mitzvah like Rav Gifter. It's Geshmak. The Mitzvah of Nachanaka is what? It's not Stama Chaviva, it's a Mitzvah Chavivi on mine. It's a new mitzvah. We created something new. We didn't have to have it. And God gave it to us anyway. Why? Because we wanted it. And now we wanted it so badly. We wanted to do it right. We wanted to do all the frimishor sedin. That's the chavivus. Because the greatest expression, the manifestation of the greatest love between two people is what? As the Vilna Gaon writes in the Siddur HaGra, when you sin and you mess up or you don't do anything worthy of the love, you don't do anything worthy of the Ozer, of the Moshiach, of the Yeshua, and God rescues you anyway because he says, what? That's my child. And I rescue my child even when they're Hellenists, even when they don't pick up arms, even when they don't go to fight the Greek army. And at the end of the day, I'm the father and they're my children. They're chaviv, they're bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. They're my sons. I rescue them. I save them no matter what. Even if they're not deserving. Even if they're not showing me. But if there's a handful of people that do want it, they're my sons. I'm going to show them. I'm going to show them that chavivus and we reciprocated accordingly. And even though we didn't need to find the tardik Hashemen, we want it. God says, you want it? You're going out to belly? So mamish keeps going back and forth. You want it so badly, you're searching endlessly for one little jar of Torah Dikashemen, God says, you know what? I'm going to let you find it, and not just am I going to let you find it, but I'm going to let you do miracles with it. And it won't be enough to last, but it's going to do what? It's going to last for 8 days. This is relationship abonim. No coincidence. It's called Chanukah, Lashon Chinuch, Chinuch abonim. V'achakach bo vanecha l'dvir beisecha. Bo vanecha? What's going on over here? Bo vanecha l'dvir beisecha? V'ayis apanecha, bo vanecha. Bo lechashmo noim, it's l'dvir beisecha. It's bo vanecha. We went in as bonim atem and shem lokechem. Ma'asur, what do we call B'nei Vina Yemei Shmona? B'nei Vina Yemei Shmona. Achakach bo vanecha. We didn't stop going to a base of Mikdash. We went in as an abonim because we felt Chanukah time. Hashem, we're not deserving. We're not worthy. Why are you saving us? You know what? Because we love you so badly. Even when we don't act like bonim, you're still our father. We're still your bonim. We paskin remei rafilu kashenu meogonim. That's chavivin Yisrael. That's chibi Yisera. Chibi Yisera chavivin. Mitzvah Chanukah memeila becomes a mitzvah of chavivihi ad ma'od. Chavivin Yisrael. Chibi Yisera. It becomes such a beloved, cherished mitzvah because this mitzvah says, you want a mitzvah so badly, God says, I'm going to let you have a mitzvah. And I'll let you have it in a miraculous fashion. And I'll keep doing miracle after miracle for you, because that's the Chibi Yisera. You as my children, no matter what. That's mitzvah in Chanukah. And how geshmak, when we go back to the Magen Mishnah, where's this coming from? Harog Maner, Chanukah. Havien lei, bonim tamine chachamim. Are you becoming Tamach Chacham? No, it's the relationship of Av and Ben. You're so much, you love the mitzvah. You're bonim, because it's all about the bonim. Bonim atem l'shemekim chavim in Yisrael. It's all about the bonim. Amela, let's do what? L'hos v'shvach hakim l'doya al anisim. Sha'a solonu. It's the miracles that Hashem did for us, even though we didn't have to, even though he didn't have to rescue us, and even though we didn't need an ace l'malam and a teva of finding a pashem, and we certainly didn't need the l'malam and a teva of a lasting, miraculously faith days. God still did it. Why? Because we said, God, we love you no matter what, and we're going to keep searching, and we want to do things that Finim Hashusa didn't like. Rav Gifter explained by Aaron Akohen, I want to do something even when I'm not obligated to. You know why? Because I'm your son, you're my father, and a son wants nothing more but to make a father happy, and a father wants nothing more but to reward a son. Back to my original question, the Goyim, they can have an Xmas. You know how we combat an Xmas? We're not talking about Pesach, Passover, Umas Olam. We're going to hit them with what? We're going to guide them. You can have all the holidays you want. Take your Easter's, take your Halloween's, take your number one Xmas. Hey, now we're going to fight you back. We're going to fight you back with the mitzvah that's chaviv yamod. You know why it's chaviv? Because in the end of the day, whatever you think you have with God, etc., in the end of the day, we're the ones who are chaviv in Yisrael, shenikru bonim lamakom. We're the bonim, so take a hike. You're not the bonim. We're b'nei b'chori Yisrael. Go get lost. Celebrate with your trees. Your little funny trees, go with your trees and the glitter. All that glitters is, all that glisters is in gold. You go with your face. Where do we go? With Aner Hashem Nishmas Adam, with the Bechin of Betzalem Elokis. Chaviv and Yisrael Shenivra Betzalem. Betzalem Chibi Yisei Rabonim Tamashon Kechem. I, such relationship, such a Chiba, such a love. And when their lights go out, our lights keep going on. Their mitzvah B'Torah Or. They're gone, that's it. The electric bills come in and they start shutting off lights after lights. Electric bills, a little candle, a little oil, it keeps burning all night long. That's what? That's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Chaviv Amot. So what's Chanukah all about? Parents give gel. Parents give gifts to children, even if they're not worthy of it. I, for 8 days, kids, it's going, everyone's giving presents. You know why? Because you're my son, I give you presents no matter what. You didn't deserve it. You didn't even get grades, so we're not even up to finals yet. With the vacation, is it going to be for another month? It's just that we're still in the first half of the school year. You didn't graduate with honors yet. You're not editor of the yearbook. You didn't get the trophies. You know when the championship game? What are we giving awards? What are we giving presents? You know what Chanukah is? The kids didn't deserve anything. It's going to come Chanukah time. What happened? They didn't get the report cards yet. It's now winter vacation. They're not helping you get ready for Pesach. What do? They didn't get the finals. What do kids do in December? What are they doing? Nothing, right? That's it. They're doing nothing. And you give them presents anyway, because that's exactly how God treats the Jewish people. Chaviv and Yisrael, you're butt on the mokum, even when you're not worthy of the title. Even when you misbehave, I call you butt on the mokum. It could be the darkest nights of the year. It could be the coldest time of the year. It could be the longest nights of the year. And you know what? Still, you're aglow. Still, my relationship is with you. That's true chiba. That's chiba. Amitis. That's chiba. Sho'emes. That's the true love between a kosher, between a father and a son. I'll give you the gifts. I'll give you the gifts no matter what. I'll give you all the presents. I'll give it to you for 8 days. It makes no sense. But in the end of the day, I'm going to give it to you anyway. That's the relationship. That's the chiba. That's chavivi anmod. They can have all the eggs they want. They can take out the cheese and crackers and they can celebrate. And all the interesting ways. And the end of the day, how do they celebrate? Oh, their Thanksgiving, they watch football, Halloween, crazy stuff, bunny rabbits, chule. And we take out a Chanukah and we say, what? We don't need anything. All we need is one little light. That's our neshama. That's it. That's what lights up our neshamas. That's what lights up our lives. That's what lights up our relationship. God gives us the love. We're the chaviv and yisrael. We're the banim. You're not the banim. We're the true banim l'makom. That's the Chanukah. That's 8 days. Have a very, very merry, very happy Chanukah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.